Essay, Winning the Lottery, by Mike Duane. What would you do if you won the lottery? It's a question friends sometimes ask when we are out for drinks. I tell them I don't indulge in such fantasies and that the lottery is a tax on the stupid. But I sometimes have a secret punt. And guess what? I once won all of 27 euros, about 3,700 yen, which I immediately spent on a very nice bottle of wine. I dream of trying a Chateau Margaux one day, but at up to $2,400, about 245,000 yen, a bottle for the 2005 vintage, that is not going to happen unless I really strike it rich in the lottery. And what are the chances of that? I'm sure that's what a Dublin surgeon thought when he went to pick his numbers a few years ago. He was already wealthy, but went on to win the national lottery not once, not twice, but three times. Life's just not fair. A story I prefer is that of Margaret Lowry from a town in Northern Ireland called Strabane. Margaret was 48 and unemployed when she won £27 million, 4.64 billion yen, in the lottery last December. A couple of days after her astonishing win, Margaret told the BBC, "It's in my name at the minute. It's £27 million. It's not going to be mine. It's going to be spread around. No point having £27 million and being lonely." And spread it around is exactly what she has been doing since. Margaret intends to keep just £1 million for herself and to spend the rest improving her hometown. She has already given away exactly half of what she won. And Strabane is a town that could do with some improvement. It was deeply scarred by the political and sectarian conflict that killed around 3,500 people in Northern Ireland between the late 1960s and 1998. We call that period in our history the Troubles. Ireland has a taste for euphemisms, by the way. In this country, World War II was referred to as the Emergency. Of the thousands of victims of the Troubles, the youngest was a 5-month-old baby killed in an IRA car bomb in Strabane. And during this period, Margaret's hometown was reputed to have the highest rate of unemployment in all the developed world. Ireland is at peace now, but Strabane still has too many out of work, and Margaret is determined to use her good fortune to do something about that. I don't think that I would be quite as selfless as Margaret if I became an overnight millionaire, but I'd like to think I could do some good. I'd just like to enjoy a couple of bottles of vintage Bordeaux while I'm thinking it over.